Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I have a confession. I like Celine Dion. I can't help it. I just like her. I like the way she sings. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Giovanni Cortolo, one of my favorite people on the planet, Vice President for Small Business at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, going best two falls out of three with policymakers and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. on all the things that they do for and to us. And Giovanni's got a great, he publishes every week a great article on, I know it's at least on the U.S. Chamber's website, uschamber.com. Encourage you to go there and check it out. Subscribe. They can subscribe to your column too, can't they, Giovanni?
Oh, absolutely. They can subscribe. We have a number of vehicles at the U.S. Chamber where they can get information, policy information, just in some cases, just examples of success.
But I want to make sure they get your column every week, so they can go to uschamber.com, find your column, and subscribe there. And this week you had an excellent report, Giovanni, on the you found a Goldman Sachs report on small business and entrepreneurship, and the hit that it's taken over the last 6 or 7 years. And you wrote an excellent piece on this, and I want you to share some of that with us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there's been many articles showing the decline in numbers of small business over the last 4 or 5 years. So we as policymakers track that because it really underpins what we do as far as policy on Capitol Hill. This has really taken it to the next step. You know, it's real through graphs it has shown. Not only is there a tracking, it's like a two-speed economy. Larger firms have grown, have rebounded favorably. Smaller firms have not. There's a difference in the revenue from large and small firms. Not only are the numbers declining, employment within small businesses are declining, and it does a regression. It has a very interesting graph where it shows a regression analysis that's 98% accurate. That shows a tremendous dip in the number of jobs created from smaller firms, and it points out that this particular rebound is 600,000 small businesses light over, you know, less than what should have been created.
That's 10% of the employee businesses with employees. That's 10% of that
employees.
Number.
That's correct, and associated with that is 6 million jobs that were not created since 2000.
And we wonder what's wrong with the middle class, Giovanni.
Exactly. Think of all the middle class opportunities that could have provided. And certainly
this is another – one of the things you're describing here, Giovanni, you're putting some meat on the bone of the realization – the magnitude of the damage that the crisis of 2008 created, the financial crisis of 2008. It's the apocalypse that keeps on giving, almost, Giovanni. The 2008 financial crisis nobody is still fighting this and dealing with this, with the residual of this, Giovanni, like Main Street small businesses.
Absolutely. Well, a couple other very important things. Wage growth has lagged from smaller establishments with larger establishments going back since the recession. It hasn't rebounded. It's the costs that are being imposed on smaller businesses, with the regulatory costs,
and in that same period, Giovanni, I must report this. In that same period, corporate America pulled back their investment in the economy, and one more thing, they started taking longer than ever before to pay small business vendors.
Yep, yep.
I'm telling you, they're part of the indictment. And I've been making this. I'm not connecting this to you. I'm not. This is Jim Blassingame, folks, not Giovanni. You've heard me say this before. Part of the indictment for what's been happening on Main Street has got to be laid at the feet of corporate America. Because Giovanni, they take too long to pay their vendors, and they've got the money. There's no excuse for it.
Well, I can't argue with you there. But on the wage growth, the current administration's efforts to make up that is, yeah, let's raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Talk
about a misguided.
When you're hit, that's a double punch in
that's
the gut.
That's exactly right.
Because you've saddled small businesses with all these regulatory costs, and now you're saying, well, you got to raise, and wonder why they can't increase the wages as they have in the past. And this report shows they have kept up in the past with increasing wages, and now they say, well, we only have so much money.
Well, if you ever, whenever you hear a politician, Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Mugwump, I don't care where they're aligned, you hear a politician talk about raising minimum wage, what they're really telling you is, I'm a political ideologue. I'll say anything to promote my political agenda, even though it may show that I know nothing about the economy. That's what they're really saying to you, Giovanni.
Well, I tell you, Jim, I'm all for guaranteed wages for the owner.
Exactly.
Once in our life,
let's do that.
I know so many owners that have.
Every owner should be guaranteed at least a minimum floor of $150,000 a year. I think that would be.
I agree 100%. Even you, some owners should be guaranteed at least minimum wage.
There you go.
They're not getting some of them
yeah,
are even getting that now.
I can remember years when I would have been happy to have just gotten minimum wage.
Yeah.
Quick break. Right back with Giovanni Cortolo. He's got a big event coming up, folks, in about a month, and we're going to talk about that after these messages. USChamber.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.